Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Zayin and Masechta Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we learn about include Pachas Mechdei Oino Ein Lechazer. If an item was undersold or oversold by an amount less than a shtus, 1/6 of the market price, the sale is valid, and the Ma'ana does not return the amount to the Mis'ana. Bechdei Oino Kono Umachzer Oino. If the Oino amount was exactly a shtus, the sale is valid, and the Ma'ana must return the amount to the Mis'ana. Yaisim Mechdei Oino Batal Mekach. If the Oino amount was more than a shtus, the sale is void. Rabbami's distinction regarding ha'avadim v'ashtaris v'akakois v'akteishis. There is no Oino, but there is bitl mekach, and that if the Oino amount was more than a shtus, the sale is void. The machlekes is in whether regarding hekdesh there is bitl mekach or not. The machlekes is Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding the halacha of the Mishnah Masechtas Temura. Im ha'ya kodesh bal mum yotze l'chulin, v'tzarach l'asas le'damim. If a person transferred Kedusha from a hektish animal with a blemish onto a non-hektish animal, and the hektish animal was worth more than the non-hektish animal, the transaction is effective in that the hektish animal becomes chulin. However, the owner must pay the difference to hektish. Rabbi Yechon holds, Yatzel chulin dvad taira, b'tzarach las leidam midivreim. Midday rice of the transaction is effective regardless of whether he pays or not, and the Rabbanan initiated that he must pay the difference to hektish. Rish Lakish holds, Av tzarach las leidam min atayra. Midday rice of the transaction is not effective unless he pays the difference to hektish. The three approaches to this machlokes. The sources for the Mishnah's halachas regarding havadim v'ashtaris v'akakois v'akdeishis, ein lehem tashlumi keifel le'tashlum abar v'chamisha, shem mechin me'en nishba v'noi sesachar ein mishalim. And these are derived from a klal u'prata klal, a series of general and specific terms, which ultimately includes anything similar to the specified items, because it is interpreted in the following manner. Klal, the first general term would include everything, therefore, Prat, the specific terms explain the klal as including only the prat, excluding everything else, and therefore klal, the final general term, serves to include items that are reasonably similar to the prat.